This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Boxer Najah Ali represented Iraq 2 years ago in the 2004 Olympics. At the time, he praised America as a great liberating force. Now he wants to study here, but U.S. officials have repeatedly denied him a student visa. NPR's Mike Pesca has his story.
It wasn't just a fact, but the White House fact of the day, August 17th, 2004. Iraqi national boxing team member Najah Ali says he is living a dream. And right before the Olympics, he told NPR's Scott Simon what representing his country in the games meant.
To me, that's chance of my life, you know, to represent Iraq in the Olympics, and all of the world looking to me, and all of the world say that's the Iraqi people.
The Iraqi national coach, which is to say Ali's coach, as he was the only boxer in Iraq's Olympic delegation, was Mr. Maurice Watkins, better known as Termite Watkins. A former boxer himself, Termite was, like Ali, a small man with fast hands and a big heart. A former contender for the featherweight championship, Termite once fought at Caesar's Palace on the undercard to Muhammad Ali. After he hung up the gloves, he got into the exterminating business. The entomological nickname is partly vocational. He was lured to Iraq a few years ago as an exterminator, but found himself as the coach to potential Olympians. The 106-pound, 4-foot, 11-inch-tall Ali was his best pupil. They trained together, lived together, and as Termite recounts, visited Termite's home in Houston, Texas.
Najah loves to learn. He has a bachelor's degree in computer science. And one day he said, Termite, let's go to your college. I said, well, which one? He said, isn't there a University of Houston? I said, yes, there is. Take me to it. Let's see it. And so I took him out there, and we went and talked, and he said, this is where I want to go to school. I said, really? He said, this is where I want to come to America. I want to come to school, and then I want to go back and teach my people.
With Termite's help, Ali pursued this goal, interviewing at the university where he hopes to get a master's degree in the other sweet science, computer science. The school is on record as saying he'd be an ideal student for their intensive English program. So during the Olympics, one day after Ali won his first round bout, fighter and coach made their way to the Olympic Embassy in Athens to apply for a student visa. Ali was denied without an interview. Ali lost in the ring the next day and has been on a losing streak ever since. 3 more tries, 3 more rejections. You've heard of the rumble in the jungle or the thriller in Manila. Termite and Ali began to see their case as the bureaucracy in the burgeoning democracy. And after Ali had stuck up for America, which Termite argues was an act of bravery that put Ali and his family in danger. But underlining Ali's risks might be a problem. The State Department can't, by law, talk specifically about individual cases, but their Deputy Assistant Secretary for Visa Services, Tony Edson, says that an applicant may be denied because there is reason to believe he won't be returning home.
If they fear for their life at home and are coming because they want to live here permanently, then they just need to pursue refugee status or immigration, you know, permanent immigration to the United States rather than a student visa.
Termite thought talking about Ali's bravery made him sympathetic, not suspect.
I would have never dreamed that. I thought that I was doing him good, and I made a mistake. Me and Najah have talked about this. I told him, I said, Najah, if you want to come over, I'm going to have to really step on some feet. And he says, well, Mr. Termite, do what you have to do.
As the coach sees it, his fighter is behind on all cards, and it's time to start swinging from his heels. In addition to the media attention Termite's seeking and the website he's created, Termite is enlisting behind-the-scenes help from elected officials. Ali, for his part, is still in Iraq, not yet out for the count. Mike Pesca, NPR News.